This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. My next guest has seen his star rise quite a bit in the last couple of years at CNN. He's been with the network for about 8 years, but in the last year or two, CNN has really given Don Lemon a lot more airtime. He's on the air in prime time on the weekends. He fills in for Erin Burnett weeknights. He's all over the network doing all sorts of stuff. This Monday night, he's got his own weekly show debuting, be on the air for, well, at least 5 weeks and maybe many more after that. I'm happy to welcome him back to America Weekend. Hi, Don. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you doing, Paul? It's always a pleasure.
And a happy belated birthday to you.
Thank you. 25 again.
Yeah. We all are, Don. You spent a couple of days for your birthday in Chicago, is that right?
I spent some time in New Orleans, and then also I was in Chicago interviewing some of the mayors there in regards to their leading big cities in the 21st century, and it was the mayors from New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and where else? New York, Chicago, L.A., I can't remember. Oh, Atlanta.
You know,
and I can't remember the third.
You know, a week ago, Jimmy Fallon went to Chicago to participate in their annual Polar Plunge with Mayor Rahm Emanuel, where they jumped into what I think was 28-degree Lake Michigan. I know it was very cold while you were there, too. Would you ever do that?
No, I don't think I would. I can't. The older I get, the less I can stand of cold weather. I keep saying I'm going to move to Florida, some warm climates where it's, you know, warm 24 where it's warm 24/7. So
yeah.
I'd love to live in Hawaii somewhere, but I could never do that.
No, either could
I. I was younger, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, that's insanity. I'm pushing for you online and on the radio to get the Piers Morgan slot. What are the chances?
Are you serious? Have you been?
Yeah.
Well, good. I should have you become my agent. I don't know what the chances are. I don't even know if we're going to do that sort of programming, if it's going to be, you know, an hour-long thing daily, dedicated to, you know, interviewing celebrities. I have no idea what's on their radar. It'd be great to do it, but I don't know if that's even an option anymore with the way things are happening in the news and the way viewers are digesting programming now. So
well,
that would be great.
You know,
fingers crossed.
Well, if they do want somebody to do that, I think you'd be good at it, and you've shown in the last year that you're versatile enough to handle pretty much anybody that they throw in the studio there. I know going back to the days when Larry King did that show for a couple of decades, some nights it would be a newsbreaker story, and other nights it would be, you know, some celebrity, and I think you're versatile enough to do both of those. So I hope that it works out. Is that a little bit of what we're going to get with the Monday night show?
It is. What you're going to get, though, is we're going to talk about subjects going depth a little bit more than we have the opportunity to do during the news wheel when you have just 2-3 minute interviews and then you move on to something else. We're going to pick topics that people are interested in and or that are underreported and try to give them, you know, more, try to put them in the spotlight more.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that will, you know, hopefully viewers will want that, because I always get viewers that are saying, oh, I wish you wouldn't have stopped that interview there, or this deserves attention and it's not getting attention. And so now here's your chance with the show.
Can be frustrating when you got to do something in 3.5 minutes because you got to go on to the next 6 guests.
Well, you know how that is. I mean, you have to do the same thing.
Yeah. Fortunately, yeah. I get 10 minutes or so with my guests, so it's a little bit better. But I wanna,
10 minutes, that's an eternity in television news.
Oh,
man.
I know. I want to ask you about something from a week ago when you were filling in for Erin on her show, and you were talking about President Obama's new My Brother's Keeper initiative. And you said,
President Obama became the black president today, and not in the sense that he is the president just for black Americans. But as a president who happens to be black, he finally had the courage to step up and meet his responsibility to the people who are most like him, the people who need his help the most, young men of color. Hear me out here. There was a time when the auto industry needed him most, and that didn't make him the president just for auto workers. There was a time the financial industry needed him most, and that didn't just make him the president just for Wall Street. Well, today, President Obama realized that right now, in this time of need, being the black president isn't a bad thing. He committed today to helping the people he could help the most. But in the end, young men of color just might end up helping him more than he helped them, because they might just end up catapulting him further into his destiny by becoming his lasting legacy.
What do you want President Obama to do, Don?
What I want him to do and what Americans across the country want him to do is exactly what he did. I think he realized that there was a certain group in need. I'm not saying that he is, as I said, the president just for Black America. That's not so. But he's, you know, when he helped auto workers, he became the auto worker president.
Yep.
And when he, you know, if there's a certain group that's a certain need at the moment, and he helps them out, he becomes the president for those people, but not just for those people. I think there, obviously, there's a need among young men of color to try to help them help themselves. And to try to help them at least somehow level the playing field for a group that's been historically discriminated against and who fall at the top or the bottom of whatever demographic you, or whatever percentile you want to associate them with, either high unemployment, high unemployment, or high incarceration, high dropout rates. So it just, I want him to not be afraid of where he came from and who he is. He has a unique perspective and out of any president that we've had. And so he understands what it's like to be a young male of color in this country. And so he should be doing whatever he can to help.
Do you think he's ignored that for the last 5 years for political reasons?
I don't know if he's ignored it for political reasons. When I asked him and I asked the advisors, they say, listen, what we've done to save the auto industry, what we have done for jobs across the country, what we have done for healthcare, that has ultimately been to help young people of color as well, especially young men. So I think now, I don't know if he's ignored it, but I think he has a certain freedom now in his second term that he didn't have in his first term, and that he can kind of do what he wants a little bit more. And he's not using Congress or the government to do it. He is doing it through philanthropy and through, you know, people who, donors and through community groups and leaders. And so he's taken the politics out of it. And I think this is going to be his initiative, like AIDS and around the world, is President Clinton's initiative.
I can hear my daughter yelling, okay, enough about the boys and the men. What about the girls and the women?
Well, I think he is looking out for girls and women. I think that, and the First Lady take the lead on that. If you look at a lot of her work, she's done that. Laura Bush did the same thing. So, I don't think that just because one group is in dire need of something that another group can go, hey, well, I'm being ignored. That's not necessarily true.
All right, let me ask you about something else in the news this week. Liz Wahl and Abby Martin were two employees at a TV network called Russia Today, which 99.9% of Americans, and that may be a low estimate, have never heard of. It is a propaganda arm of the Russian government in much the same way that our Voice of America is propaganda for the United States overseas. Abby Martin dissed the Putin policy about going into Crimea on the air and has been very outspoken about that. She still works there, but Liz Wahl, who is another anchor there, a few days ago quit the network on the air because she said she finally realized that Russia Today was all about anti-America, pro-Russia propaganda. When you heard this story, what was your reaction as a person who is on a network that does news all day long from an American vantage point? What did you think of them saying that about a Russian TV station that they worked for?
Well, I think everyone has their breaking point, and maybe this was Liz is the one who quit, right? Abby is there.
Yes, correct.
Maybe this was just Liz's breaking point, and you know she had been dealing with it enough. But the other thing is that is she surprised that you know this is her network has a Russian bend to it? I'm a little bit surprised that she's just coming around to that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I would have handled it the same way, but like I said, whenever you come to it, you come to it. And so I have to accept what she says was her motivation and her reasoning. But I can't believe that she's surprised that, you know, the network she works for is pro-Russian and they've never pretended to be anything else.
Yeah, when your paychecks are signed, the Kremlin. You probably should have had an idea there.
What do you expect, right?
Exactly right.
But the other young lady said, you know, she has editorial freedom, the editorial independence and freedom to do what she wants. And, you know, the Kremlin released a statement seeming to back her up. And they said the other woman was unprofessional. If she didn't like what she was doing, if she wanted to do something different editorially, then she probably should have asked them. I don't know if that's true, but that's what I've read, and that's what I heard about the other young lady who's still on the network.
Have you ever had an editorial difference with the management at CNN about something you've done on the air?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, but that's the good thing about CNN is they allowed it. They allow us editorial freedom. I've, you know, had differences with people all the time. That's what we do. It's what we have. We called. We have the standards and practices. Who we can, if we have a disagreement with something or we don't agree on something, we can contact them and we can all just hash it out. And at the end of the day, if you're not comfortable with something, you don't have to go on the air and say it. It's not like, you know, it's not indentured servitude, and I don't have to work there either.
Right, right. All right, last subject, and then I'll let you go. The religious freedom anti-gay bill was vetoed about 10 days ago by Governor Brewer in Arizona, but Mississippi is maybe days away from theirs, and other states are still moving forward with theirs. What are your thoughts on that?
I think people should wake up and come around that this is, you know, not the 1940s or even the 1840s or even, you know, 2004. It's 2014, and when everyone deserves the same rights. And so what if someone said they didn't want to serve an atheist or they didn't want to have an atheist? I'm sorry, what if an atheist said, I don't want to have, you know, a religious person or a believer or a Christian as a customer?
Yep.
I think people would be outraged if the reverse happened. I think it's ridiculous. I think that the market will probably take care of itself. If Mississippi wants to continue to, if they do pass it, then, you know, people probably won't go to their beaches or resorts, their casinos. And they'll suffer the consequences. But I think we're at a time now where you cannot cloak your bigotry in Bible verses.
Yeah, the polls have really swung towards allowing gay marriage in most parts of this country. I mean, there are very, very few states where the majority is still against gay marriage, which is remarkable. What a remarkable pendulum swing that has been. In the last few years, I found it fascinating that in Arizona, it was pressure from the business community saying, hey, you're going to hurt us if you pass this law.
Yeah, and Jan Brewer realized that. In the end, I mean, most things come down to money. And I think this will come down to money as well. And if you're going to ruin your revenues or even weaken them by having some bill on your books, and by all means do it, but it's not going to help. I doubt that it'll happen. Anyone who's fighting against the rights of anybody in this day and age is fighting a losing battle.
Yeah. Restricting rights doesn't seem to be all that American to me.
No, not at all.
Don Lemon's got his new show on Monday night, 10 o'clock Eastern time on CNN. Going to run for a bunch of Mondays. I hope it's many, many Mondays. And it's it's always a pleasure having you on. And I'm looking forward to seeing Don Lemon live, a full hour show in primetime there on CNN.
Thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure. You know, it's great to be on with you anytime, okay?
Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.